And you see it in TSA, but you probably see it with a lot of other agencies in different walks of life that have to deal with a lot of transactions. It is the aardvark effect, the one anecdotal case where someone either messes up or the story doesn't seem right, and it's used to argue the system doesn't work. So I'm going to give you two, I think, important things to bear in mind when you look at TSA. One is your conception of, or the conception of a lot of people about what a terrorist looks like is wrong. The people who have been homegrown in this country, like Colleen LaRose, blonde-haired, blue-eyed from Pennsylvania, Jihad Jane, not this Jane, Daniel Maldonado, who I think came from Long Island, Hispanic, converted to Islam, these people do not look like what you think a terrorist looks like. A 92-year-old person, what was the age of the man who walked into the Holocaust Museum and started to shoot a gun at people? 92 years old. Children, infants, how many infants, how many children, including people mentally impaired, in different parts of the world have had bombs strapped to them and they've been sent out against American troops to be blown up? What about the couple that was going to get on an airplane in August 2006 with their one-year-old baby and blow the plane up? It would be nice to say that certain part of the population are out of bounds. We can't say that. So I think the second point I'd like to make is this. I often hear the argument, sometimes made by Jeff, TSA doesn't work because you've never caught a terrorist. It's not meant to catch terrorists. It's meant to deter for the reasons Phil points out. Fort Knox has never caught a bank robber. Does that mean Fort Knox is insecure, or does it mean that the security deters bank robbers?